tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Having learned life lessons the hard way, Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. So tune in, turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Now, here's your host, Chuck Gallagher.
Hi, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and well, I have to say, I'm really excited about this show. You know, to be honest, doing radio is so much fun, but this is going to be one of those shows that I have a sneaking suspicion a lot of people are going to listen to and probably listen to again and maybe again in a couple of the podcasts, because we're going to talk about sex. Now, you might sit back and think, okay, well, wait a minute, this is a radio show. Is it okay for the kids to hear? Yeah, it'll be all right. It's a PG version. But, you know, it really deals with issues that are significant in every human being's life. And it's kind of funny. Now, I'm a baby boomer. I'm 57, been around the block just a little bit, you know, and it's kind of funny to think about the things that take place in life. And I want to start off with a little personal story. Back almost 10 years ago, in fact, 10 years ago this May, I had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And so I went to Johns Hopkins, had surgery. And of course, one of the issues from surgery, from prostate cancer, is the potential for loss of sexual function. And I remember sitting there talking with the doctor. Couldn't have asked for a better experience. I have to tell you that the folks at Hopkins were great. Couldn't have asked for a better experience, but he and I got into a conversation, and it was really interesting because he was very clear about what to expect and what the healing process would be like, and sexually, how my life would change. Not that it went away, but it was going to change. And I have to tell you, it was kind of funny. I typically talk about business ethics and so forth, and I was writing blogs, and I did that on a regular basis. And one day I was just so tired of writing the blogs about the same thing that I've written about that I decided about 14 months afterward that I was going to write a blog, and it was called Sex Following Prostate Cancer, What You Can Expect. And I have to tell you, that is the number one blog that I have ever written. And today, although it was written almost 10 years ago, I get more hits on that blog on a daily basis than I have on any other blog, anytime, anywhere, about anything. Because it's a topic that people want to be able to talk about. Now, this show is not about prostate cancer, and it's not about sex following prostate cancer, but it is about getting out of your head so you can enjoy more pleasure in bed. And, you know, I'm sitting back, I'm thinking to myself, you know, if you're going to do this, gosh, let's find an expert. And so my guest today is Stacy Rothenberger. Stacy has, okay, now you're going to have to get this, the coolest website. The website is morepleasureinbed.com. And Stacy, you are an enthusiastic supporter of talking openly about getting more pleasure out of the sexual experience. And this would apply for both men and women. So thanks and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be able to talk about this. This is a great subject. And as you said, so many people do want to talk about sex, but it's something that we regulate to like politics and religion, that it's somehow a personal subject. But what I want to do is help both men and women learn how to feel really comfortable about it and to actually enjoy it.
Well, you know, I think that's first I'm going to say to actually enjoy it. I would say most men presume that we actually enjoy it and probably think about it quite a bit, in fact. But let's talk a little bit about that whole concept of enjoyment for a minute, because most of the time, if you were going to stereotype people, You know, men are pigs. We think about sex all the time, 20 times a day. And we tend to find satisfaction through the orgasm. And many women don't find sexual satisfaction. And it creates a real challenge between the sexes in terms of, well, but how do you find that more pleasure place?
And that's a great question, Chuck. I think what makes me the expert is I have been friends with guys my entire life, and guys have always had a very comfortable relationship with me where they can talk about things. And so, and I just have been taking notes, and I'm always trying to understand them and appreciate them. And I think I do understand men a lot better than most women do. And so that's what I'm trying to champion the men's side, is to help more women understand men and understand sex. If you would, I would love to talk about that concept about a lot of women think that statement, all men are pigs. They think that because all you want is sex, and so we regulate you to these pigs. So let me just tell you what I learned about that. I talked to a lot of guys about it, and I actually talked to my man about it. And he said to me, he goes, Stacy, he goes, let's think about this. He said, men want to be with women. We want to just enjoy you. We want to lay naked with you. We want to enjoy your bodies. We want to smell you. We want to taste you. We would be happy if you would just lay naked with us all day long. He said, but think about women. He said, think about women. He said, you know, you want us to take you out for dinner every week. You want flowers. You want chocolates. You know, pretty soon you want that big diamond on your ring, on your finger. And then, of course, that means the big wedding and the reception and the honeymoon and the house and the furniture and the dogs and the cats and the picket fence and the children and private school. And the list goes on. He said, you don't really want us. You want what we can provide for you. And Chuck, I really let that sink in. And I thought about it, and he was right. So many of us women get caught up in this Disney fantasy of what a relationship's supposed to be. You know, we think this knight in shining armor is going to come and whisk us off and rescue us and just meet all of our emotional needs for the rest of our lives. And so what happens is so many women use sex in the initial part of a relationship as, and I believe they use it for a couple different reasons. A lot of women use it to gain a man's attention, to keep him and prevent him from being with someone else, and then hopefully to get that ring on the finger and then to have the children. But we don't really understand what sex means to a man. And so I've taken a lot of time and research to get that. And now as a woman in my late 40s, I feel like I'm understanding that masculine need for sex is that sex can be the best cure for depression out there ever. As someone, well, I said I would keep this to PG, but well, you said it. You said orgasm, so I'm going to say it too. You know, it's really hard to be depressed when you're having an orgasm, you know, and also just that feeling of something to look forward to. And, you know, that so many times men will come home and have a bad day, and really the best gift can be is sex. But women, we don't understand that. And so what my whole premise of my book was is that so many of us have so much stuff going on in our heads. And so it really does prevent us from enjoying a great relationship. Okay, let's talk from the man's perspective. Say, you know, you come home, you're excited to see your wife, you've been thinking about her all day long, and the first thing she says is, you know, let me tell you about what little Johnny did, and then it just goes into this full-fledged thing, and you know, you're both, and then it turns into a fight, and then when later on, when it's time to play, you know, there's so much going on in people's head, it's really hard to let go. Most men can let go of that. Promise women, we've got stuff bouncing around in our heads.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because there was a book years and years ago, a long, long time ago, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. John Gray book. And I know a lot of people have said, oh, you know, it's so simple and it's so trivial and so forth. But there is an element of understanding, because sure enough, You know, if little Johnny has had a bad day and it's been a challenge and you come home and you want to be able to share, you know, this is what your kid did, because you haven't had, you, Stacy, or you, the female in this case, may not have had the outlet to be able to express that. Guy, on the other hand, has had a interaction with people all day long out in the workplace. And so to come home is a time to rest. Mm-hmm. But the differences in that outlet certainly can create some real challenges. I know that you have written a book. Tell me about the book. We've got just a minute before we go back to our break.
Okay. I've written a book called How to Get Out of Your Head So You Can Enjoy More Pleasure in Bed. The first 16 chapters talk a lot about just getting to know yourself. My theory is you really need to be emotionally healthy before you even start a relationship with somebody else. Otherwise, you come in at very needy, and that's not a good place to start. But so it talks a lot about getting to know yourself, good communication, conflict resolution. But then the last chapters are really juicy. We're talking about how to sext, how to talk dirty, how to have house sex in different positions. And the whole premise is to help women especially get more comfortable about it. I have a chapter called How to Be Your Man's Porn Star. You know, fun things that help women get out of that mindset that you can't do that. That's naughty, you know, and what so much of my research is just guys would love their wives to kind of be naughty in the bedroom with them, but they're so afraid to ask their wives because they're afraid of the reaction.
Well, my guest has a website, morepleasureinbed.com. Stacy Rothenberger is an expert when it comes to sex and marital relationships. So stick with me. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and we'll be back right after the break to talk more sex talk. And this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We are back talking about sex. We're talking with Stacy Rothenberger. She is an expert when it comes to sex and the relationship between men and women. And we were talking a little bit about your new website, morepleasureinbed.com, which is a really cool place to go. And I think you offer some opportunities perhaps to carry on a short coaching conversation and see perhaps how you can get out of your head. And you, in fact, mentioned something about, you know, people having all of this stuff going on in their head. Tell me more about what that means.
Well, I'd love to give you an example. So many times that from our childhood, we have wounds from the past that just kind of keep adding more scabs and stuff. And one of the worst ones is insecurity. And a lot of men and women struggle with that. But insecurity can then lead to jealousy. And I'll just give and this is what I'm talking about when we're in our head. I love to give this an example. Say one day the woman's saying, oh, you know, I need you to spend some quality time with me. So I need you to go shopping with me like today. And it's a Sunday and it's a big game. And then the guy's going, oh, you know, it's a big game, but I love you, honey. I'll show you. I'll prove to you how much I love you. So he's going to go. They go to the mall. Everything's fine. And he picks her out a beautiful outfit. He's going to pay for it. She's just kind of waiting in the background. And all of a sudden she hears this giggling and she looks over there and she sees him talking to the sales clerk. And of course the sales clerk's got this gorgeous body. And what happens immediately, her mind starts painting this crazy picture. She's already got them undressed and sleeping together. And you know, she's come up. And a lot of that comes from her own insecurities. She just assumes that he doesn't want to be with her and wants to be with somebody else. So her brain's just going crazy. Her mind's going. So he pays and they go out to walk out the door. He goes to grab her hand and she flicks it off like, how dare you touch me? And he looks at her at like every man out there and goes, what did I do? And, you know, his mind starts spinning like, oh, my God, what did I say? What did I do? And she's like, are you kidding me? You don't know what you did? And of course, that's one of those nasty little tricks us women do, just, you know, thinking that you guys can read our minds. And so she's like, what? I can't believe you don't know what you just did. And he's like, no, please tell me. And she goes, well, you were laughing at that girl. And he's like, well, yeah, she said something funny. And she's like, but I know you want to be with her and blah. You know how us women get. And so she gets all angry and he's sitting there just baffled, going, are you kidding me? I just gave up a Sunday game. I'm spending time with you. I'm holding your hand. I bought you stuff. And in your head, you've got me sleeping with her. So of course they go home. She's either going to be in silence or stomping around. And my whole thing is, once you get home, you're not going to be in the mood to have any fun in bed that night, you know, because she's in her head. One of the best things that my man said to me early on when we started dating, he said, Stacy, when you can give me the best gift possible, why would I want to waste any time fussing with you? And I was like, whoa, that is brilliant. And I know in my first marriage, so much of our relationship was based on fussing, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so that's why so much of the first 16 chapters of my book are to help you understand what's going on behind that. But if you can really figure out what's going on in your head that's causing you to have those reactions, and you can start getting more, you know, in control of it and getting healthy. I tell people, unless you're secure with yourself, you really shouldn't be dating. You should be in a relationship, because you are just going to make yourself a mess, and you're going to make that other person a mess.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because two things have come to me while you were sitting there talking. One thing is, Stacy, if you go with the last thing you said, unless you're healthy, you shouldn't be in a relationship or shouldn't be dating. Honey, that's going to be a lot of society that's going to be really, they need to go to a monastery, because most people don't have that healthy place.
And Chuck, thank you. That is one of my big tenets, is that so many, think about it, so many people start dating in high school, and nobody really sits them down and explains to them how to begin a relationship, how to maintain a relationship, or this is an important one, how to end a relationship. I think that's just as important as to know how to begin. It's easy to begin a relationship. You know, two people think they're cute and, you know, that's easy. Maintaining it's a lot harder, and then to how to end it. So my children range from 7 to 18, and I'm already giving them lots of information about how to play the game before they play the game. You know what I mean? They need to know the rules. And so that's what I'm really emphatic about, that is we need to teach people what it means to be in a relationship before they get into one, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. And like you, I am divorced and remarried. And there was a lot of education that took place in that process. Mm-hmm. And I'm very fortunate. I'll be the first to admit this, happily on the radio and as well on YouTube, because this is being videoed as well. But I'm very fortunate that my wife and I are both healthy enough that we can appreciate each other and be comfortable with each other, and yet recognize, and she's the best at this. You know, if a very attractive lady walks by and I happen to miss her, she'll point her out, because I know this is going to sound terrible, and some people on the radio probably will send me emails like hate mails of saying this, but if you see something that's beautiful, no matter what it may be. I mean, if I see a gorgeous bird outside eating at the bird feeder in the middle of winter, I'm pointing it out because it's just beautiful. So if beauty walks by, I want to admire that without having someone feel like, oh my goodness, he's admiring beauty. Well, of course I am. I'm a human being, and beauty is beauty.
Chuck, the way that I help women understand that is that men love cars and vehicles. And you guys may go to the lot and you may be looking at all those beautiful cars. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to buy them. You can go and appreciate right. that. And that's what I mean, is I think women need to be so secure in themselves. Exactly what you said, is that their man can appreciate some other beautiful woman. Now, there's a difference, you know, when the man turns around and gawks at a woman, then that's not, you know, that's where men need to know the crust. But no, when I work out at a gym and my man works out at a different gym, I know that there's beautiful women at his gym. He knows that there's, you know, handsome men at my gym. I think what makes us work is that we're secure. Bottom line, you need to be secure enough to know that you're going home, or you're the one being with that person. And I give your wife kudos to be secure enough herself that says, you know, Chuck's with me, and he, you know, he's got the relationship with me. Because women, we sabotage the relationship. I'll tell you one thing that I learned about men, is one thing men really hate is when men give us a compliment and say, we love you, or you're beautiful, and we say, oh no, we're not, I'm 10 pounds too fat, or I'm, that breaks a man's heart and it totally emasculates him. So that's another thing. Women need to stand in their confidence and say, thank you, to take a compliment, because that is really a horrible thing to do to a man.
Now, I want to go down an odd little road here, and you kind of raised it a minute ago. But in this segment, you said, you were teaching your teenagers the rules of the game, the rules of engagement, so to speak, in terms of creating a relationship. So let me do this. Tell me four or five things that you would suggest that people talk to their teenagers about, or preteens, tweens maybe. But what would you have? What were the things you'd talk to your kids about?
Well, I have three sons, and I'm really trying to prepare them to be a good mate. And so every opportunity I can, I'm always trying to give them examples. I mean, the other day we went to a doctor's appointment. My 12-year-old son, there was one chair left, and he almost went to sit down in it. And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mom, you take it." And everybody in the office just was like, "Wow." And that's something that I've taught my boys. You know what I mean? So that's sure. What I want to teach them, how to treat a woman, because I think that's so important. But I also want my boys and I want my children to be comfortable talking about sex. I have to admit to you, I grew up, we didn't ever talk about sex. All I knew about sex is you don't do it until you're married. Even to this day, we don't talk about it. So I don't, and I'll tell you how that came to me is one time after an amazing, wonderful experience with my man, after we were finished, I thought, I want every single one of my children to experience this. Why would I not? I've had horrible sex. I know what it feels like to lay next to a man and feel empty and lonely and sad and depressed. I would never want that for my children. But I'm also very, and some people would disagree with me that this is too graphic, but the other day I told my 18-year-old, I said, if you ever are just a 5-minute wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of man, I will hunt you down and I will get you, because no woman is going to come up to me and say, your son is a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You know, I want to teach him, you know, and my whole theory is so many boys learn about sex at 14 years old in the locker room. Nobody teaches them. It takes so many years, and there's so many men that are so insecure about sex because nobody teaches them. And I will admit, us women, we are crazy. We are hard to please. And so I give you credit. But so my whole thing is, I want to help men try to understand women, but I also want to help women understand men. That's where I will do whatever I can to help thousands of people learn what I've learned.
Well, one of the things that I think is really critical, and I appreciate you taking the time to be on the show, because, you know, when you're talking about more pleasure in bed, when you have a function in life that is a natural, normal human function that can be either incredible or devastating.
Yes.
To be able to understand how to create incredible and to know that every person has that potential is very significant. My name is Chuck Gallagher. This is Straight Talk Radio. Stacy Rothenberger is my guest. She has a really cool website called morepleasureinbed.com. I'd encourage you to go to the website. We've been talking about sex and how this takes place. And I think when we get back from the break, one of the things that we need to do is talk a little bit about breaking some of the stereotypes and some of the myths that exist and being a bit more open to possibilities. So stick with me. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. Stacy Rothenberger is my guest. She is an expert when it comes to sex, when it comes to that conversation that takes place between men and women, and how that that conversation can really open doors to something that can be pretty incredible. And I started off the call or the show by saying years ago I had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And I remember in the conversation with the doctor following, he said, "Okay, look," he said, "you know, we've gone in, we've done surgery, and it's major surgery, and so there is a possibility that it will affect your erectile function for a while." And he said, "You need to be aware of it. You need to prepare for that mentally. You need to be open and talking with your wife about it." And we talked a little bit, and he said, "Now, let me ask you a question." I said, "All right." He said, "If you had knee surgery, you know, knee replacement, for example," he said, "what would happen following surgery?" And I sat there. I guess I looked stumped. And he kind of looked at me and he said, well, you go to rehab. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'd go to rehab. He said, okay. He said, so in a sense, your nerves have been disrupted with surgery. And he said, those are the pathways through which you'll get an erection. And he said, you need to go to rehab. He said, but there is no official rehab for that. And he said, it's not reasonable to assume that your wife is your nurse or your rehab agent. He said, certainly, you want to have an intimate relationship with your wife. But he said, son, let me put it to you bluntly. You might need to take matters into your own hands. Mm-hmm. He said, it's quite possible that you need to retrain yourself what to expect and what to look for and how to heal. And it was really fascinating, Stacy, because my wife and I are very open and we had a very clear conversation. And she understood that if I participated in masturbation, that was not anything negative toward her or toward the intimacy in our relationship. It was just pure rehab. And it was a necessary process to get us both back to a place where we could have a normal, natural, intimate relationship. And I think the thing that I am thrilled with her about is the willingness to be able to carry on that conversation and to be secure enough to understand that it wasn't something that should cause her consternation or concern.
Right. And I once again, I applaud your wife. That's awesome. I think so many people feel so uncomfortable talking about sex, which makes me so sad. I mean, here you have two people that should be the closest and the most intimate. And it's and there again, that's why I want my children to learn how to be comfortable with their own sexuality at a very young age, so that once they do enter those relationships. But that is, and I think that's where I'm hoping to help more couples to get more comfortable talking about this. There's so much that men wish they could tell their wives and just feel scared. They're so afraid of what their woman's reaction will be. And I have to admit, I was one of those women. I had all these mindsets about what sex was. I mean, I really thought, I mean, I didn't understand it. I think I finally understand men. I mean, women, the whole idea, we think you're pigs because that you think about sex all the time. You do. It's just the way you're wired. It doesn't make you bad. It doesn't, even if you masturbate, so many women think, well, that's a bad thing because you aren't with me or whatever. And when we can change those negative mindsets and just allow you guys to be men and to be who you are and to appreciate that, it can just be such an amazing thing. I think that's the wonderful thing about my man and I. We just talk about sex all the time, just like it's weather. It's like, I mean, it just comes very now. Every single day we talk about it. We talk about how wonderful it is. And I think that leads into the whole idea of like sexting and being able to role play and to share fantasies with each other. If you can't even talk about, you know, sex just on a kind of simple level, you're never going to get to that point. And what's amazing is that your relationship, your intimacy can actually grow stronger once you kind of break through that uncomfortable zone of, you know, talking about it.
Now, Stacey, I'm going to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. So you said in the process of this show that you were in your 40s. Mm-hmm. So, and I know this is the relationship you're in now is not your first relationship. It's not your first marriage, of course. But tell me a little bit from your perspective, because I'm the guy now asking you, how has the desire for sex changed with you with age?
Well, it's interesting because when I was married in my early 40s, my husband was very upset with me because he kept saying, I heard women are supposed to hit their peak in their 40s. What's wrong with you? And he actually suggested that I go see a sexual therapist, which at the time was kind of, and it, to me, it's kind of ironic and funny because I'm actually the one, I love sex. I am a certified nymphomaniac. And
okay, now wait. You know that there are men listening to this show saying, oh my goodness, why is my wife not a certified nymphomaniac? Maybe you're really not a nymphomaniac, but nonetheless,
no, I am. Ahead. I truly am. And I want to help more women because, see, this is the whole secret. I want to let women know is that I'll admit that I was one of those in my marriage that I got to the point where it was my duty. It was my, I have to do this once a month. I hated it. I actually prayed that it would hurry up and get over. Now I'm the type, I pray that it'll never stop. I mean, we go for hours and hours and hours. And the thing is, I'm not doing it anymore because I'm trying to please him or I'm trying to get him to pick me. I'm doing it because I like it, you know, and I want women to get to that point because I'll tell you what, 10 years ago, somebody like me, I probably would have hated myself because I would have thought that some woman is coming and telling me I have to do one more thing for my man. I'm telling you what, it's not about me doing one more thing for my man. But men need to hear this too. The reason that I desire this man so much is that he also speaks my language. He's very emotional. He gets that. He gets the hugging, the kissing, the sweetness, you know, and that's what it is when women can totally embrace the sexual side of a man and do it because they want to. And a man can totally embrace that kind of emotional side and do it because he enjoys it, not because he has to. When those two things mesh, it's like, it is amazing. So yes, I mean, and granted, you know, during my 30s, I've had 6 children, believe it or not. So my 30s were all about having children and nursing and being up all night with children. So, but no, I just saw on AOL the other day that Florence Henderson is like 80 years old and admitting that she's like a sexual, like the bomb. And I just thought that's what I want to be. I want to be at 80 years old, just as sexual as I am now. There's no reason because as my man and I talk about it, when you enjoy an amazing sexual relationship, it does keep you healthy. I mean, it makes you feel good mentally, physically. I mean, there's so many, we know that research proves there's so many endorphins. It produces oxytocin, you know, so many wonderful things. You know, I'll just give an example of my own life. This past year has been a really difficult year of my life. I won't even include all the stressors, but I can call my man and say, I've had a horrible day. Can I come over? And I'm telling you, I finally get what I get, that sex can be such a great stress reliever. I didn't get that. I didn't get that before. Now I understand it.
Now, but let me say this, Stacey, yeah. And I'm saying this for the benefit of folks that are listening, because I'm going to tell you what I'm hearing. What I hear is in your first marriage, he didn't connect emotionally to you. The two of you didn't have that connection that fed you or fed him. He wanted sex. You were obligated. You were the wife. That's the way it was. And you weren't that person you are today. But when you met the right person and the chemistry was there, he met your emotional needs, you met his needs, therefore the physical worked. Now, saying that, if I'm wrong, correct me, but saying that, someone listening to the show would say, well, you know, okay, cool, but I don't have that emotional guy. I mean, he comes in, he's finished working out in the work that he does. He comes in sweaty, stinky. He is dog tired. He goes up. He might take a shower. He sits down in the recliner, pops a beer, and frankly, could care less about what's taking place. He just really wants to know what's on for dinner. How in the world can I feel sexy when that's what I've got?
Well, and that's a very good question. And really, truly, I think it takes two people that really understand. I mean, this isn't, you know, like my man says, I mean, when he realizes he gets this gift, of course he says, why wouldn't, I think about when you're dating. I mean, you're dating, women get all fussed up and get beautiful and, you know, take a shower and everything. To me, it's like you owe that person that. Now, I'm going to be really honest with you. I was raised in the mentality that like divorce was the ultimate sin. And once you make a commitment, you're in it for life. I don't agree with that. I think what happens is a lot of times people get in relationships and it's not good. And I'm all about trying and working on it. Don't get me wrong. But one of my chapters is talking about how to know when to end it. And truly that is a huge factor. You said it, chemistry is a big deal, but so many people are together. I could work with them forever and I'm not going to change that chemistry. I'm not going to change them as people. So, you know, there's a fine line of, do two people want to change? Do they want to work on it? Or are they just really not a good fit and they're just staying together for all the wrong reasons?
You know, that's interesting that you say that in your website, more pleasure in bed.com, one of the things you have is schedule a complimentary strategy call to see if you can benefit from coaching. And I think it's critically important for people to understand to be able to talk to somebody and evaluate. And sometimes you get the answer you don't want to hear, but get the answer of, is it really possible? And what do I need to look at differently? Because perhaps if I can look at that other person and know what that person's need happens to be, and they can look at mine and we can better understand each other, there's enough love to be able to make the needs happen. It just simply becomes a challenge of sometimes understanding what those are.
Exactly. And like I said, that's that fine line. I mean, I think sometimes there's just so much, some people are really should be together and they've been hurt and wounded and they don't know how to heal that hurt. But there's some people that truly, I'm going to admit, I was one of those that just fell in love with the idea of being in love. Okay. And the man I married was a very nice man. He was good to me in a lot of ways. And I'm not here to bash him, but truly in my heart of hearts, you know, I was 25. I was in getting my master's degree. Everybody was getting married and I wanted to be married. I mean, my whole right. life, I wanted to be married and have children. And so here was this cute blonde. I always wanted to have blonde children, had a nice family, went to church. You know, my family liked him and it just seemed like this was it. And we really, truly didn't know each other that a couple months. And I went away to grad school in a different state. And we really did struggle from the very beginning and just two different personalities. It got to the point, Chuck, where not only could I not be who I am, but I started becoming somebody I didn't like to be. And that's not who I'm meant to be. I was starting to really get nasty with my children. And I'm like, I'm a very loving person. There's no person I can meet that isn't my friend. And so that became a real threat to my husband because of that insecurity, you know?
Right. And insecurity is a challenge. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about those insecurities and some other things that'll be fun. Stacey Rothenberger is my guest. MorePleasureInBed.com is her website. And we'll be back in just a moment. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. You know, one of the things on Straight Talk Radio we do is we try to take some really interesting subjects and be straight about it. I have to assume, Stacey, that, and I've experienced this on a personal level, that there are periods of time in our life when not that sex is not important or not valuable, but it the role itself changes. I know that I'm, as we actually is recording this radio show, I am recovering from a surgery from a herniated disc. And it's been an interesting experience to see how the experience of physical pain in a person's life can change their mindset and their desire. Now, it's not that sex isn't important, but when you're in pain, it is not a high priority in life. And it was kind of funny because my wife was talking to me the other day and she made a comment and it was an overture toward sex. And I looked at her and I said, you know, we might need to think about this in another day or so. And then I looked at her and grinned and I said, I can't freaking believe that came out of my mouth. But there was nothing I could do because it was just not a comfortable time. And I say that to say, when people are listening to this show, there's a lot of issues. There's the issue of, are you healthy, physically healthy? Mm-hmm. Are you emotionally healthy? Mm-hmm. Are you able emotionally to be able to talk about it? And if you are, can you with your partner put together that conversation that really opens the door to you becoming a sexual superstar? Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a questionnaire. I need to turn that over to you. Take that and run with that because I love the questionnaire.
Okay. Well, I've designed this questionnaire. There's 10 questions and it's a lot of fun. Truly, I want people to relax. I know there's so many people uptight about this whole subject. And so I'm going to invite you to send me an email at producegoodfruit aol.com. And if you do that, I will send you a PDF of this questionnaire. It's a lot of fun. And if you do that, I'm going to offer you a complimentary life coaching strategy call where we can talk. You can give me some information and we can talk and see if some you know, private coaching would be beneficial for you. I always suggest that, you know, two people, partners, do it together. But I would suggest you do that. So send me an email at producegoodfruit@aol.com and just put questionnaire on the topic line and I'll get that to you just as soon as possible. I think you might chuckle along the way.
Oh, yeah. The questions are great. The questions absolutely are great. And, you know, it's interesting because as I look through the questions, one of them you talk a little bit about, and you mentioned this earlier, is talking with children about sex. Mm-hmm. And I think it's fascinating because my wife and I were talking about her mother and some of the, I'm not even sure, the restrictive attitudes that existed toward mm-hmm. sex. Mm-hmm. And as her mother is aging, now close to 85, she's finding out some of the closet skeletons that kind of created this idea of, oh, you need to be
this
protective.
Way.
Yeah. And it was like, wow. You know, it finally is coming out, and it helps my wife understand her upbringing and her programming. And I think a lot of it is how we're programmed. And I applaud you for being willing to program your sons to help them have a healthier attitude toward relationships and sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, and thank you. And I truly, to me, I mean, I need people to know that it's just not sex. I mean, it's the whole relationship. It's the whole, you know, right. And it's so cute. My 12-year-old thinks that sex is a penis and a vagina coming together. I mean, he's at that point where he thinks it's really gross. Well, I remember thinking sex was pretty gross until I was about 16 years old too, you know, and I try to explain it to him. It's, honey, it's more than that. It's about two people feeling so intimate and being able to share a part of themselves that they don't share it with anybody else. And I just can't stress that enough, is the more comfortable you become with each other and the more you can just be honest and share, it really does. And you understand. And this is the one thing my man has said to me. He said, thank you so much for not ever making me feel like a pervert. I think so many of us women, we make you feel like perverts. And there's so much guilt and shame. And I think us women, we don't understand you. We don't understand the physical, actual sexual urges that are going through your body all day long. And we get so threatened by that. And we don't have to, when we can, you know, we need to be thrilled. Like one man told me an example of his day and how every time he saw a woman, you know, literally, you know, the hardware is starting to get excited and stuff, but he saves that. And at the end of the day, he ravages his woman, you know, and so many of us women, we just don't understand that. And once we do, I'll tell you what, you know, my man just told me the other day, he's like, I'm walking around with this silly grin on my face all the time. And truly, that is the highest compliment that the man could ever give me, because I'm thrilled, you know. And that's what's so cool about it is that women, we want a man thinking about us all the time. We want him to just be enamored with us. And yet we mess it up because we demand it. We think that you need to be thinking about us all the time. And we forget that you have jobs, you know, you have hobbies. And I think truly one of the reasons my man and I really are so healthy is that we both understand, we both have two separate lives and then we come together. And that, I remember reading that even married couples kind of need to even have some little secrets, kind of some alone time. And I think that's really healthy when couples can be emotionally healthy enough to let their spouse or partner have a little free time. You know, that's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. And of course, both of us happen to be involved with the business of speaking and doing presentations. And my guest is Stacy Rothenberger. And I would say, while you have morepleasureinbed.com as the website, you are active in talking with organizations about this open discussion that needs to take place to create a healthy life. I really think it's important for people to who've been listening to the show to realize, you know, this isn't about sex for, you know, mental or auditory stimulation. This is about talking about how to create a healthy relationship that happens to recognize and honor the fact that as human beings, we're sexual creatures. Mm-hmm. And that need will ultimately be met somehow. The question is, do we care enough about each other to be able to make that work? Stacey, we've got maybe a minute and a half left. One more time, give us the email address for the PDF, the questionnaire that you'll send, and the offer of your coaching, please.
Okay, great. Well, I'm just so thrilled that so many people listened. And I'd love for you to send me an email at producegoodfruit@aol.com and just put in the topic line questionnaire, and I'll send you that PDF. And I'd love to give you a complimentary coaching call as well, strategy call, to see if coaching could be benefit to you. I also have another website called Loving My Life Coaching, and I talk a lot about how to face your fears, get unstuck, and live the life of your choosing instead of trying to make everybody else happy. And that's really important too, is when you kind of, that's, you really need to understand those kind of things before you can enjoy great intimacy.
Well, that's true. There's a real good friend of mine, a guy by the name of Michael Gott, who has a song, Move in the Direction of Your Dreams. Love the song. So inspiring. But, you know, as a healthy person, if we are healthy and happy and moving in those directions, it becomes far easier to have that kind of open and intimate relationship. MorePleasureInBed.com is the website. Stacey Rothenberger is my guest. Take advantage of the offer that she has made. You know, Stacey, frankly, to be willing to offer some time to people to find out if they're a fit for being able to take their relationship from point A to point Z with sex in between is a great offer. And I appreciate you being involved. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We talk about all kinds of subjects. This one has been sex. We hope you enjoyed the show and will stick with us. And remember, every choice we make in life has a consequence. So as I say to my audiences, remember, make those choices wisely and find the success you were destined to live. Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and we'll be back next week.
You've been listening to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com each Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as Chuck Gallagher, international speaker and author, cuts through the noise to share truth through transparency. Nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher.